This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good day, Health on the Air with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you in for another hour of conversation about things that are in the news, things that have been researched by Ken and others, the latest information that will help you focus on some of the things that are part of the problems in medicine today and how we fix them. So Dr. Ken is here at your service. He runs Lake Cardiology down in Montura, Florida. Always happy to promote the availability of Ken because he has an excellent facility with good people and all his great gadgets. I'm sure he pays for them every month. Yeah, let's have a few more people use these. Let's use some more of these great gadgets. So anyway, we have the results of some of the work. One of the big stories here, Ken, it seems to me, because you're a cardiologist, and that's what Lake Cardiology is all about, obviously, blood pressure drugs, the ones that have been recalled because there's a danger of cancer. What's the story? This is kind of a complicated story, so everybody needs to listen up to this.
You know, let's untangle this. Since last summer, Doug, the drug companies have recalled hundreds of lots of these ARB drugs. ARB stands for angiotensin receptor blocker, a mouthful. It's a family of blood pressure-lowering drugs. They're used for lowering blood pressure and also treating heart failure. And they've been recalled in specific lots of three drugs. They are all sartans, losartan, valsartan, and irbesartan, all members of this family of angiotensin receptor blockers, ARBs. They've been, and it's not all of these drugs, it's just specific lots. And the pharmacist would know if your specific lot's been recalled. And they've been recalled after testing has revealed small amounts of cancer-causing chemicals in the tablets. People taking blood pressure medications, they face this frightening and bewildering series of pharmaceutical recalls in the recent months. These trace amounts of cancer-causing chemicals have been discovered in individual batches of drugs. And again, the recalls center around generic versions of these angiotensin II receptor blocking drugs. Let me read them again. Losartan, valsartan, and irbesartan. And it's not all of the lots. The chemical contaminants affecting generic ARBs all belong to a class known as nitrosamines. The FDA suspects the impurities are occurring due to specific chemicals or reactions in the manufacturing process or from the reuse of materials such as solvents. The trace amounts of carcinogens being found in these drugs do not appear to pose an immediate cancer risk, according to the FDA, and there are plenty of other medications on the market to help keep your blood pressure under control. I've been getting a lot of calls about this because these are three common drugs, losartan, valsartan, and irbesartan. What I've been recommending to my patients is to take the generic ARB called candesartan. This is Atacan brand. Candesartan, very good generic, has not had any problem with the recall. Again, used for blood pressure and heart failure. That's what I've been recommending to my patients. I would not panic if you actually have one of these drugs that are in the lots that are recalled. The report is it's been very, very small amounts of the cancer-causing chemical, and hopefully you haven't taken many of them, but even if you have, yeah, I would not panic about this. And I would not stop I would not stop taking these drugs until you get a substitute, because the sudden increase in blood pressure that could cause a stroke would be much, much worse than these tiny bits of impurities that have been found in the drug.
All right, so why was this, I guess I wonder about the FDA. You know I do. We talk about this all the time. Any federal agency.
Well, the FDA caught it.
I understand that. But why would they caught it after they okayed it?
And no, this is where the problem comes.
Well, it's they test the manufacturing process. The manufacturers are the ones who caused the issue.
Well, but the FDA had to approve it before it got sold.
No. But what happens is the drug is approved, but the drugs, this is what is needs to be understood. Drugs are made up of active ingredients and inactive ingredients.
Yep.
And 25% of the drug is the active ingredient. And the inactive ingredients are what holds the drug together. We're going to talk more about this during this show. But the inactive ingredients differ in each of the same drugs. And that's what can be very different from drug to drug. And as different as the active ingredient is approved in the branded form, you know, people want to save money, and how can you blame them? So these generics then are made, and they're made with different inactive ingredients. And that's where the problem has occurred, as these different inactive ingredients have been found to be contaminated.
Yeah. It's exasperating, isn't it? Wait. You get right down to it. So have you prescribed any of these blood pressure drugs that are in question?
Absolutely. There's not a cardiologist on planet Earth who hasn't prescribed one of these. These are very, very common drugs used for heart failure and high blood pressure. And we have been making changes. Your pharmacist is the one who knows the lot. And everybody wants to, you know, use generic drugs because these brands are very expensive. And the generics are a very good value. And generics in general are very good. I mean, I recommend them. We'd use them. And this unfortunately is a rare issue, but it just is something that has to be watched. I'm glad they're watching it and just didn't let it go.
Oh yeah, but it's, I mean, nothing's perfect. The other side of this is we can be very critical. I love criticizing the government because they always are stepping on their you know what's, but it affects a lot of people. It is not, there's no perfection. And you also have to know, this is like the airplane recall.
Correct.
You have to know that the people at the FDA are getting creamed by the lobbyists and the lawyers that work for these companies to get them approved in the first place and then to fight against them being recalled in the second place. It's not like, oh, well, this is a problem and we'll take care of it. No, those lobbyists are in there slamming away to keep, oh, no, you can't do this. We'll sue you for, yeah. So, you know, it's, and the people that are the end users are the ones that are getting in the chops. So,
well, I really do think that everybody's safety costs, you know, and this is a recall on very trace amounts. So I think here they're actually being incredibly cautious.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because you told me this would take a lot of time. I can't remember when we spent so much time on one issue, but it is
important.
Big deal.
Blood pressure is a huge problem in America,
yeah.
And so many people with high blood pressure are on one of these three drugs.
Yeah.
And because the active drug is a great drug, and it's a great buy if you get it in a generic. And it's not the active drug that's the problem. That's what's very important for people to understand. It's these inactive materials that hold the drug together, the filler. That's where the problem is.
But the other side of this is that wouldn't it be great if you, through your educational facility that you have at Lake Cardiology and maybe the bully pulpit we have here on the radio and other ways of getting across to people, if we could just, I don't know if convince is even the right word, educate people. If the schools were doing a good job with health ed or science, people would know that if they ate the wrong foods, unless they had a hereditary condition, what you have with blood pressure problems is self-created for the most part. What you eat, how you live, you know, for the most part. Not everybody, but you know what I'm saying.
About 80% of Americans, before they get off of planet Earth, actually get high blood pressure and need treatment. And
caused
much
by what, though?
I'm sorry?
What's it caused by? Why is it caused?
Well,
it's caused by what we eat. No exercise.
Much of it is by lifestyle, especially the obesity epidemic. and mental stress, too much salt, not getting enough sleep, too much alcohol. All of these things participate. Sleep apnea not being treated. All of this can cause high blood pressure. But the other flip side is, it's just with aging, the natural rubberiness of our circulation pipes vanishes. And the pipes get stiff, and this leads to high blood pressure. So part of it's an aging problem, but definitely you can help yourself a lot. Getting down to ideal body weight, getting this mental stress out of your life, and who can do that? Sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night, staying away from salt, but ideal body weight is so key. And also aerobic exercise, once the doctor tells you it's okay. That's my favorite drug for high blood pressure.
Let's do our jumping jacks. Ho! Whoop! Two! Three, four,
jumping around. Okay, so we spent a lot of time on this, but it's important. Blood pressure, listen, it's been a mantra of mine. I feel, knock over whether it's heredity or the fact that I
don't
abuse
myself. You have a great blood pressure.
I have great blood pressure, and I'm so thankful for it, because most people my age,
absolutely,
as you suggested, are our age, because we're about the same place. They got a problem. And they, at the point where they are, what's the old expression? You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Right,
they don't want to change the way they live.
About a third of adult Americans have high blood pressure. And again, I'm going to repeat it because it's an amazing statistic. 80% of us before we get off of planet Earth will have high blood pressure.
And yeah, I've got a pal who was on the board of trustees with me at Heidelberg. He's about 10 years older than I am. He's overweight, loves to drink his scotch, eats a steak every day. And I said to him, don't you want to know what's going on in your body? He says, no, I don't want to know. I don't care. I'm living my life the way I want to. I like steak, and I like my bourbon. So, you know, what are you going to say? And this is a guy that's worth about $500 million.
Well,
so it's not like
he
doesn't know better.
I hope he has good estate planning.
His wife's getting it. His wife put him through school, which is pretty interesting. And he's still married to her, loves her, 55 or 60 years later.
She's going to be a lonely, wealthy widow.
Well, there's a lot of kids in the family, too. All right, let's get to a way for you. We're talking about sleeping and how much sleep you need to get. You need to have a good night's sleep, and one of the ways to do it is to have the best sheets available in America. Now they're coming, these Giza cotton sheets. They're coming from MyPillow. Now they're in the mattress business. You can wash it, you can dry it. Go to MyPillow.com, order your fabulous Giza sheets, and get 30% off plus free shipping using the code DJV for the best sheets in America.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is here. I'm Doug Steff, and this is Good Day Health, reviewing the important stories from the world of medicine this week. The Mediterranean diet. Let's talk about the Mediterranean diet and what it does according to the findings of the Journal of the American College of Nutrition, Ken.
Doug, the Mediterranean diet, it offers a range of benefits that we know about, from cardioprotective effects to preventing chronic disease. The Mediterranean diet, let's review it. It typically is rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, seeds, and olive oil. I'm getting hungry. And it allows moderate consumption of fish, dairy, and red wine, and contains various compounds that boost athletic performance. The news this week is that sticking to a mainly plant-based Mediterranean diet could do wonders for your ability to exercise. And sticking to the Mediterranean diet for just, are you ready? 4 days is enough to boost exercise performance. Many of the foods in the Mediterranean diet, Doug, they contain antioxidants and nitrates, and they have anti-inflammatory and alkalizing properties. So amazing. 4 days on this, and you're already a better athlete.
You got that going for you. What's your favorite diet?
It's my favorite diet. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Forever.
Favorite diet. Mediterranean diet. Okay, Ken and his RX for living a long and happy life. That's really what we're here for. Next item is a focus on ingredients in medications that are not good. This is, once again, one of those things. This is the after-the-fact work, research and whatever is being done after these things. These medications are created, and then you find there's a fallout, right?
Well, listen up, because all of us need to understand this, and I'm amazed how not well understood this is. This comes out of the Medical Journal Science Translational Medicine. It's about the active and the inactive ingredients in all the medicines we all take. 90%, Doug, of medications have ingredients that improve taste, prolong shelf life, improve absorption, or make the drug tamper-proof, but can also cause allergic reactions. These are not the active drug that's approved by the FDA for the treatment that you're getting it for. These are all the of fillers in every drug. So about 75% of most pills are taken up by inactive ingredients, and only 25% is taken up by the actual drug. On average, each pill or capsule has more than 8 different inactive ingredients, and sometimes as many as 38. Reports of patients who have had severe allergic reactions to an inactive ingredient are not uncommon. So doctors and patients, they need to be aware of the inactive ingredients in drugs, and the full list of these, Doug, of these ingredients is often found in the brochure that goes along with the drug. Inactive ingredients, let's go over the kind of reactions you can get. These inactive ingredients, they can cause allergic reactions like hives, difficulty breathing, or gastrointestinal symptoms. So that's what you should watch for. Let your doctor know if you're allergic to the inactive ingredients, and often we can prescribe the active ingredient with different inactive ingredients. Is this confusing?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, again, it goes back to what we were talking about before, I think. That is that the FAA has a lot of pressure to approve these drugs, and sometimes they don't get it right. Or for whatever the reason, whether it's, you don't know. I remember, we'll go back to when Viagra was the big thing and everybody was waiting for it to get approved. And then somebody from the FAA, I'll never forget this, and that's kind of why I guess I wondered about it, we don't know what the effect will be in 30 years, was the guy from the FAA. Somebody asked the FDA, okay, so how do you know this is going to be good for you? What's going to happen to people in 30 years? And they said, we don't know. And how do they know? Until it's actually put to the test. That's the other side of the conundrum here when it comes to this stuff. What's the long-term effect? How do you ever know that? 28 past the hour on Good Day Health. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there. You've been there. We've all been there. But not anymore. Not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza. Grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea, it's cotton super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com. Order your Giza sheets today. Get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right. Free shipping at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
49 people are known dead and more than 30 others remain hospitalized after a gunman opened fire on worshippers on 2 mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. The suspect, a 28-year-old self-proclaimed white supremacist from Australia, live-streamed the shooting on Facebook and other sites. He also posted a rambling 74-page manifesto declaring his attacks were to avenge attacks in Europe by Muslims. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Rhetoric of racism, division, extremism has no place, not only in New Zealand, but I would say in a society as a whole.
President Trump issued his first veto. It came on a measure blocking his emergency declaration at the southern border. Democrats plan to hold a vote March 26th to override the veto, but the measure is unlikely to get the two-thirds majority needed. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Back into the fold here, talking about your health and well-being. Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Check out the podcast every week. Dr. Ken is synthesized, in a manner of speaking. Lots of great tips that are sort of coagulated together. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where the podcast is. GoodDayHealthShow.com. All right, let's keep moving along here. Next item is speaking about the FDA, an approval of a nasal spray. It could be used for depression. How is this going to work?
The FDA, Doug, has approved a prescription-only nasal spray to treat depression. This is the first medical advancement in fighting the affliction of significant depression in more than 30 years.
Really?
It improved Johnson & Johnson's Spravato, which will carry the FDA's strongest black warning due to abuse potential. And, you know, you were concerning about releasing these things without knowing their lifetime effects. And this is one where I think the FDA really took a deep breath when they released it. The warning lights, risks that include sedation and difficulty with attention, judgment and thinking, abuse and misuse, and suicidal thoughts. There's been long-standing need for additional effective treatments for treatment-resistant depression, a serious and life-threatening condition. So the FDA, yes, is releasing this with potential problems, but they're saying only use it when all of the other possibilities have failed. So this is one of those drugs, when you have no other choice, you may have to take a little bit of risk, because the risk of not being treated is death.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, well, depression is, it's a toll taker, man. It really is. So many people that are depressed, and it's caused by lots of different things. Even as much people, you know, we talk about being overweight, people eating, and all of that sort of thing. It's tough stuff. So
And don't be afraid to ask somebody if they're thinking about suicide. It will not put the idea in their mind if they're severely depressed. It'll actually give them the opportunity, the outlet to discuss it, and it may actually release the pressure and prevent suicide. This, when I was a student, this was not intuitive to me. I thought I'd put the bug in their ear and they'd then kill themselves and I'd feel horrible forever. Actually, it helps them, give them an outlet to talk about it and might save their life. Ask them if they're thinking about suicide.
38-year-old woman who had a fabulous job, great family, son, a guy in her life that she loved, nice parents and everything. Last Sunday, she committed suicide. She was an athlete, fabulous. Just everything seemed on the surface. You know, that's it. You never know what's going on.
You never know what's
somebody in their mind.
Inside.
Nope. Never, never, never.
Ask.
Yep. What a shame.
Don't assume.
All right, let's get into the, I suppose we're staying in the happiness quotient here, with a focus on marriage, and whether or not you can predict, if somebody does your DNA or your genetic makeup, can you predict by that genetic makeup whether the marriage is going to last?
Well, the Holy Grail, our goal for all of us.
Yeah.
This actually
speak for yourself.
It's a lifelong challenge for all of us. Uh-huh. This is actually a scientific study published in medical journal PLOS-1. It's kind of a fun study. That your long-term happiness in marriage, it may actually hinge on the genes you and your partner bring to the union. This is actually a Yale University study. It suggests that marital bliss, it could be influenced by a genetic variation that affects oxytocin. That's the so-called love hormone that is involved in social bonding. So how we feel in our close relationships, Doug, is influenced by more than just our shared experiences with our partners over time. In marriage, people are also influenced by their own and their partner's genetic predisposition. So you may want to find out from your potential how our oxytocin level and spurts are, and that may have a big effect on your and your spouse's potential long-term happiness. Remember, oxytocin is the hormone that gets secreted when women after pregnancy are breastfeeding their child, and it's also that hormone that gets secreted for all of us when we feel that incredible surge of new love with our new heartthrob.
Young love, first love. That was who the first.
Wait, that my oxytocin just went down.
There you go. All right, let's talk about the e-cigarettes and all of this stuff. We continue to focus on this, but because it's so dangerous, I think the more attention we pay to it, the better it is. If you're on one of these things, you ought to be off of them. The FDA is moving to restrict the flavored junk they put into the cigarettes to make them sell better. You know, strawberry-flavored cigarettes, what the hell? I mean, ugh. And then the president or somebody
can
in
I
the
make
budget.
Can I one more comment about the e-cigarettes?
Well, that's what I'm going to put together. The president has suggested through the budget that they add a tax for these e-cigarettes and vapes and whatever. I just say, but you see how the power of money is. I say take them off the market. Make them illegal. Get rid of them. There's nothing good that comes out of these
exactly.
things, right?
And also, just keep the kids away from these incredible big chains of smoke, because the kids breathing this is just horrible for their lungs. The secondhand vapors.
And people around it, things. Yeah. Right. It's, I don't want
you
that stuff
You ever see somebody
me.
Do this? It's like a cloud that's
it comes out
5 yards
cloud.
Wide. Yes.
Yeah, it's like coming out of the exhaust pipe of a truck that needs a tune-up.
A huge
Not
cloud.
Good. Yeah. All right, let's spend a minute on, I got a question from a lady named Deborah who wanted to know about measles and whether there's a risk that the outbreak in Washington State could spread to Southern California. Tell us about measles. I don't think parents really, because nobody's really encountered it. Most people haven't anyway. We got our vaccines when we were kids. So what are the measles, and are they the same as the mumps? And what do you do? In this case, what do you look like when you have them? Can you tell by looking at somebody that got the measles?
Oh, yeah, sure. These are all childhood viral infections, and they were once quite common, and now they're almost always prevented with a vaccine. But the problem is that in order for the vaccine to be effective, it requires all the group, the herd, to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
And when you are an anti-vaxxer, you not only affect yourself, but you affect people who are trying to prevent themselves from getting the measles. And the symptoms are fever, dry cough, runny nose, sore throat, inflamed eyes. The way it looks, there are these tiny white spots with bluish white centers on a red background. They're found inside the mouth, on the inner lining of the cheek. And the skin rash, it's made up of a large flat blotches that often flow just into one another. And you can look at a kid's face and see this red rash that's just flowing. It's pretty characteristic. The problem is that it's incredibly contagious. It takes about 10 to 14 days is the incubation time. And if you have not been vaccinated and a kid has it and you put your kid near this kid, I guarantee you they're going to get it. It's one of the most contagious diseases on the planet Earth.
All right, let's now step up this to the next level. The vaccine study suggesting that the vaccine itself doesn't cause autism. 650,000 children studied in this research. This has been back and forth, and one of the reasons that the anti-vaxxers are getting as much traction as they have is because there have been a lot of rumors about the risk factor, taking this shot and what it does to you. But this study suggests that there's no risk of autism in children who get the vaccine. Is the vaccine all the same, no matter what company it comes from? I think that's part of the, you know, some people may put different things into these vaccines. It's not like the vaccine, you know, it's not like there's just one kind of car. It's not just one kind of vaccine for this stuff, is there?
People really don't subtype this particular vaccine, and it's ordered as a single. And it's really looked at as all the same. And this all began by some research that has been retracted. And this vaccine, the risks of not taking it are so much higher than the risks of taking it.
Yeah.
I had it. I had made sure my daughter had it. And believe me, if I had any fear of this, I wouldn't have given it to my daughter. My biggest fear would have been of her getting the measles. The complications are not good. You can get ear infections, bronchitis, pneumonia. You can get encephalitis, an infection that complicates the brain. There can be pregnancy problems. And so it's not a trivial illness. And 1 in 1,000 people with measles develop encephalitis.
Well, now it just is. We have so many. There's a lot of stuff to be discredited here, and a lot of stuff to pay attention to, and it gets confusing because science argues with science, and it becomes a mess.
Worry about something else. Get that measles vaccine.
Get the shot, and get the pneumonia shot too.
Get 45 the pneumonia
after the hour. It's Good Day Health. Here's a focus on your lower back. Those of you who have been seeing chiropractors and acupuncturists relieving the lower back pain, I've done this all my life. I've had a bad back since I was a teenager because I lifted the wrong way as a kid on the farm. I was the strongest kid my size anywhere, but I was lifting things with my back instead of my legs. So from the point of my 18th year to today, I've had issues with my back. And the muscles around my back are what give me the pain. If you are having the same lower back problem, it's because the muscles are in pain, in spasm. And so join the many people who are now on to the ultimate lower back relief formula, Purity Products. You've got nothing to lose because they'll send you the first bottle at no cost. Yes, it is free. You can receive your bottle by calling 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. You pay the shipping and that's it. Try it. You'll like it. You'll want it. You'll need it. Purity's Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Get it only by calling 800-291-4180.
Matthews.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Here's a bit of news and information from Good Day Health that you may not have heard. The federal government has approved the first new type of antidepressant in a long time. It's called Xtamine, known by the brand name Spravato. Man, these names, where the hell do they come up? Who comes up with these names? It's a chemical cousin of ketamine, which is an anesthetic used in the club drug Special K, nasal spray. Primarily used for people who have taken at least two other antidepressants, not successfully. Comes from Janssen Pharmaceuticals, owned by Johnson & Johnson. Those folks say it's the most effective way, much better than any oral antidepressant, to get it into your system. One big improvement here is that it's very fast-acting. A lot of people don't see full benefits of some of the other antidepressants for weeks or months. A director at the FDA said there's been a long-standing need for this type of treatment. An estimated one-third of people who suffer from major depressive disorder were not benefiting from the drugs that have been available. Now, let me tell you that if you're depressed, these drugs will help you for sure, but there's no substitute for talking, interaction, people getting involved in your life to help you out. But if you need something to sort of modify where you are, apparently this drug is very helpful. Be administered at an approved healthcare provider's office. It cannot be taken at home at the moment. So you got to go to your doctor to get this. It's again called Spravato. For those of you looking for a new antidepressant. That's the word from Good Day Health. All right, here's sort of a warning, and I wonder about you. At Lake Cardiology, Ken, you have the same sort of medical data that every other clinic has. By the way, if you want to get to Ken at his clinic for a good appointment, a good time will be had by all. For a good time, call 352-735-1400 for Ken's clinic. 352-735-1400. There were 600,000 Michigan residents who had medical data stolen. The hackers access the names, addresses, social security numbers, medical information, and then they went back to the company and held them ransom. Can you envision something like this happening with your clinic or in Florida or anywhere else?
You know, this is the modern world, and nothing is sacred anymore, and privacy and security is a big issue. We make every effort to secure records, and these are horror stories. I'd love to know how these records became unsecure. Maybe we can talk more about it.
They hacked into this Wolverine Solutions group and got access to the computer system and all of this stuff, and that's why they infected it with malware, and then they said, okay, give us $700,000 and we'll fix it. That's perfect, right? 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us, and we dig around into a lot of things that he studies from the medical journals, continuing in that tradition. A couple of things that we probably could put together here. Dr. Ken is a noted cardiologist from down in Florida. Lake Cardiology is his clinic in Mount Dora, suburb of Orlando. And so he does a lot of research on his own. This is not his research. This is from the American College of Cardiology. They're having their annual meeting now, right? Isn't that going on now?
Yeah, well, it's going on next week.
Next week, okay. So let's focus first on how napping is good for you in terms of your blood pressure.
You've been a fan of napping, Doug.
I like
to
nap. Yeah.
Head of the curve.
Take one every day if I can.
This is going to be a report that will be delivered next week at the scientific sessions of the American College of Cardiology. We learned that a midday nap may just be what you need, not just to boost your energy levels, but also to lower your high blood pressure. Daytime napping, it can definitely help boost our energy levels and productivity for the rest of the workday, and you've been a big advocate, Doug. But this new study suggests that taking a nap at midday can effectively help people lower their blood pressure level, just like the benefits of other changes in your lifestyle, like decreasing salt intake and decreasing alcohol intake.
You know, this is, I often say I'm happy to be a guinea pig for our conversations. That is what goes on in my, when you examine me next month, whatever you find, I'm happy to talk about on the air what we've done over the past, what, 12, 13 years when I've come to you. One of the things that's been very consistent in considering the stress in my life, it really is, I'm going to attribute this to what I eat or what I don't. I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't do drugs, never have. My blood pressure, when I went in for a look-see at a local doctor here, my blood pressure had been so consistent, it's either 110 or below, over 70 or below. And it has been, you remember how many you've taken my blood pressure every time I've been there.
I have always been amazed by the amount of stress that you deal with, how low your blood pressure is, and this may be one of the reasons why.
Yeah, taking a nap. Yep. Have it. It's just a fun feeling. I actually look I look forward to it. When I get done my radio work around noontime, I will take a 20 or 30 minute nap, and then I'm ready, fresh to go for the rest of the day. It's really fabulous. Anybody you can, how you can, see if you can. A lot of forward-thinking companies are putting nap rooms in. Google and some of the companies like...
Absolutely. It's a great way to avoid medication.
Yep. All right, now let's turn this focus on to what happens on the other side of the curve, because there is a new study about people who don't get enough sleep and what that does to us.
Fascinating study. This is published this week in Nature Communications. Sleep deprivation, it can lead to things we've talked about before, a host of mental and physical problems. This includes depression, diabetes, and impaired cognitive function, our ability to remember and think. When we sleep poorly, we may feel less inclined to participate in social activities. That's the obvious. But here's the unobvious. The news this week is that being sleep deprived can not only make us less sociable, but it can also prevent our peers from seeking us out. Sleep deprivation can turn us into social lepers. People who are sleep deprived tend to come across as socially unappealing.
Interesting phrase, isn't it? Socially unappealing. You're an outcast. In other words, you're a jerk. Get out of my life.
In other words, right. People just don't see you as appealing. It's amazing. You don't look as good.
Dr. Ken here. The thought on getting healthy the right way comes in line every time Ken and I have a conversation. And so let me point you in the direction of the best way to lose weight and to keep it off in the country. No more crash diets for you. No more drugs. No more stimulants. Calitrin is the all-natural healthy choice to help you lose the weight safely and keep it off. Calitrin, proven scientific research to help with weight loss, joint pain, better sleep, more natural energy, and an aid in digestion. No side effects because it's all natural. Collagen in Calitrin is what makes it all work so wonderfully well. So if you want to order and get on to the Calitrin bandwagon with so many other Americans, go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, and for the weekend, for this next week or so, St. Patrick's Day, Lucky 7 sale, $7 off each bottle, $21 off a 90-day supply, plus a free bottle. You need the code DJV.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.